Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Larry Richard with Anchorman, Paul Rasmussen. Next hour, by the way, we'll have our weekly visit with Rich Fitzgerald, anxious to hear details about the opening of the Pittsburgh International Airport on Tuesday. We'll be there broadcasting live and looking forward to that. And today, as Paul just reported, day 43 of the government shutdown. Could it be officially the last day? CBS is Michael George.
Day 43 of the longest government shutdown in U.S. history, and finally there's hope the end is in sight. The House will reconvene this afternoon to take up the Senate's bill to extend funding into next year and reopen the government. By planes, trains, and automobiles, many Congress members were forced to navigate their way around the major air traffic disruptions caused by the shutdown as they raced back to Washington. And the airport chaos could linger for days after the shutdown ends. CBS's Jared Hill joins us now with the latest on this. So Democrats didn't get the health insurance protections they wanted. Polls show that Republicans are getting more of the blame for the shutdown. So it seems that no one really is coming out a winner here.
Well, a big question politically is going to be how long does any lingering resentment continue for either one of these parties, especially ahead of the midterms next year? While Republicans seem confident they'll have the votes to end the shutdown, ramping up flight schedules to food stamps, that could potentially take some more time.
Today, the House is back in session for the first time in nearly 2 months. Lawmakers set to vote on a deal to end the longest government shutdown in U.S. history.
All the difficulty Americans have endured in these past 6 weeks could have and should have been avoided.
The revised Senate bill funds the government through January 30th, reverses shutdown-related layoffs, and guarantees back pay for federal workers. It also provides year-long funding for some programs like SNAP food benefits, but no extension of a Affordable Care Act tax subsidies, the key shutdown demand for congressional Democrats.
Democrats will be strongly opposed.
President Trump claimed an early victory Tuesday.
We're opening up our country. Should have never been closed.
But full food aid is still blocked for 42 million Americans on SNAP. Tuesday, the Supreme Court temporarily extended its order, allowing the Trump administration to issue limited payments. Headaches also continued at the nation's airports.
I was stuck at the airport forever.
More than 1,200 flights in and out of the U.S. were canceled yesterday, according to FlightAware. Even after the shutdown ends, Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy warned air travel won't return to normal right away.
We're going to wait to see the data
for on our end before we take out the restrictions in travel.
Air traffic controllers missed their second paycheck this week. Duffy says back pay could start to kick in within days once the government reopens.
And back to that sort of linchpin issue, the Senate has promised to vote on the Affordable Care Act subsidies, but there's no such promise in the House. As far as timing on a House vote on the funding bill to end the shutdown, we could be looking at some time tonight.
CBS is Jared Hill. So it sounds encouraging, but again, it's not going to be a fix that just flip a switch and everything goes back to normal. It will take some time to untangle the big two issues, SNAP and air travel.
Now, when it comes to SNAP, Larry, the Supreme Court extended its hold on having the administration, which was the another judge had ordered the administration to fully pay all SNAP benefits. But then the Supreme Court stepped in and put a hold on it. They've extended that hold through tomorrow at some point. And if the House votes the way we're expecting and then the president signs off, all of that's pretty much off the table and they'll be back to paying people full SNAP benefits anyway. Won't matter. And in terms of the subsidies, one thing that I learned along the way that I didn't know until yesterday, the subsidies that are expiring for the ACA policies are additional emergency subsidies on top of the subsidies that were already there. These were declared back during the pandemic, and they were supposed to expire at some point a couple of years ago, maybe 2022 or 2023, and then Congress voted to extend them. That's what's expiring.
I think what's happened here is a lot of people just don't know what the facts are because there's
exactly.
so much
yep.
politics and everything that goes on. We just don't know for sure the details because each side is accusatory and not each side doesn't reveal the full factual information.
I can tell you for a fact, and I listened to a congressman who I will not name. I listened to a congressman yesterday lying through his teeth about what's going on in Washington. I mean, it's a totally partisan point of view.
Yeah, and I think at this point, a lot of people just want, the movie A Few Good Men. I just want the truth.
Yeah, just give us the straight
scoop. You can't handle the truth.
You know, we're trying to do that here, and I think we do a fairly good job. But
it's hard though to walk the line
when these people are talking, it's like, wow, these lawmakers say these things, and you just don't know who to believe anymore.
Well said. That said, we do know based on the facts that there will be a vote. And President Trump said he would sign it. So it sounds like that part of the equation will be taken care of today. And then what happens next for health care benefits, which enrollment periods open, a lot of people are up in the air, and the SNAP benefits. For Pennsylvanians, I believe everybody, 2 million people, got their benefits for November.
I'd like to nail that down, because if they did, then we'll be among a group of states that was well ahead of the curve in getting people taken care of right away at the first opportunity. That was impressive.
And that was last Friday. So if you are a beneficiary of SNAP, 866-391-1020, just let us know that you, A, got your full benefits, and that's still the case. And I don't know how they could take them back at this point.
Well, they're not going to.
No.
I mean, now, in the House, by the way, the Republicans have a 2-vote majority. That's all there is. But I'm assuming that this is going to be a completely partisan Democrat-Republican split and the bill will pass.
Yeah, because at this point, knowing that Democratic congressmen and women don't want to get any on them, so to speak,
mm-hmm.
by being out of their party line.
Right. Don't want to give anybody ammunition for one of those attack ads
this,
in the next election, right?
Oh, you mean midterms coming up next year?
Oh, please.
All right. So that's where we stand right now with the big news of the day. Knockout, just used it last night. This is a tremendous odor eliminator. It's kind of the heavyweight of odor eliminators. Just spray and walk away. I didn't use it on myself, by the way. I used it trying to get this, let's call it what it is, a stench out of the car. Sprayed it. N-O-K-O-U-T, Knockout. And it is something you can use around kids and pets because it's safe. It's a multi-purpose spray that's non-corrosive, non-flammable, hypoallergenic, and you can get it at participating True Value Hardware stores. Thanks to Andy Amrine, who let us know that this existed. And you can also get it online at disinfectwithsniper.com. Knockout. Stench. That's such a great word. So descriptive.
Long sleeves, winter coats, and gloves replaced tank tops and shorts. Some areas saw below freezing temperatures overnight. It was so cold, it caused frozen iguanas to fall from trees.
That's a first.
Honestly, there was what they called a frozen iguana warning in the forecasts in Florida.
How about what else could fall out of trees or fall on your head? Meanwhile, this is the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard with Aaron Ferragoni, our producer, and Paul Rasmussen. We have Pat from Penn Hills checking in. Appreciate you checking in, Pat. So you received some SNAP benefits? Pat? Did we lose Pat? Oh, well. Pat was there and Pat was gone. What people do now is they mute the phone and then they forget it's muted. You're like, hey, Lair, you can't hear me. Meanwhile, just wanted to, A, make sure that people got their Pennsylvania, the SNAP benefits on Friday.
I told her to give us a call back if she could hear me. Here she is.
Okay, we'll get Pat. No worries. I'm curious to hear because that was one of the big question marks for a lot of people is the SNAP benefits. And there was a big trickle-down effect. Because of that, you know, the grocery stores, there's 2 million Pennsylvanians that receive some level of SNAP benefits. Pat, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. I apologize. I think I disconnected. But I do get SNAP, and I double-checked this morning. Now, I get the minimum amount, which is $23, but it's not in my account.
It's still there?
It's not there.
It's not there?
No, I did not receive anything. I double-checked this morning.
Oh, that's counter to what we had heard. The benefits were paid on Friday. Did you receive them Friday?
No, I did not get anything.
So you didn't get anything?
No. But like I say, if they're giving a percentage of $23, I don't know if they would do that. You know what I mean? They might wait for me to be, you know, thrown into the, the big lump.
Well, hopefully they'll settle that. Appreciate you checking in, Pat. Thank you.
No problem. Bye-bye.
Okay, the artificial intelligence answer to the question, did PA residents receive SNAP benefits in November? The answer is yes, some residents received November SNAP benefits.
Well, I wonder how it was determined then who did and who didn't receive them. Because I had gotten texts, because I asked on Friday, and people said, yeah, I got the benefits. So
again, the key word there in that answer is some.
Some, and what does some mean?
Yep. I'm looking for an answer on that, and I don't have one.
Your new favorite country song isn't made by a rugged cowboy from out west, but software written in San Francisco. Breaking Rust isn't a band or even a person. It's an artificial intelligence-powered digital artist, and its single, Walk My Walk, is now number one on Billboard's country digital chart. And now it's going to be in two top tens. The AI second song, Living on Borrowed Time, has already been streamed more than 5 million times.
Uh-oh.
It's going down out here in this techno world.
Seriously.
I mean, think about this for a minute. If you're a musician, how would you feel to hear that?
It's same for actors, voice actors, people that do what we do. How do you know it's us?
Yeah,
I'm not sure it's me now.
Everyone's okay with it until it quite literally reaches them.
Until it takes your job.
Yep.
So that's fascinating, though, because here's the problem. Artificial intelligence, just so you know, in a global perspective, right, in terms of its search capabilities, using GPT or Gemini or Grok or whatever you're using as an artificial intelligence assist. It searches out on the internet. So it's actually taking things from other people, technically.
Right. I mean,
writing a song.
For example, Wikipedia. There could be a topic on Wikipedia that AI would reference, but Wikipedia is edited by the general public.
Right.
And so someone with a viewpoint, oftentimes in some of the more controversial cases, will skew the information that's available there.
That's right.
To their point of view. And I'll give you a perfect example of what I'm talking about. The KDKA AM Wikipedia page. There's been a lengthy debate there about which radio station was first in the United States, with all of these ticky-tacky little arguments about, well, this was that and that was then. And
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
2 days before then, somebody did this and all of that. We were the first commercial radio station in the United States.
Period. That's,
you know, but if you read that article, you've got a bunch of people saying, not so fast.
Okay.
You know, and the truth is that these are people who are looking to skew that.
Well, that said, it does change the music industry potentially, because as a song listener, if you like a song, you like a song, period.
Do you think a radio station is obligated to tell the listeners that this is an artificial intelligence created song?
Boy, that opens up a great question.
Or a story that's written by artificial intelligence in a newscast?
It's a whole new world.
I mean, when I introduce stuff from the internet where I get a result from artificial intelligence, I say so.
And that's smart. In your case, absolutely.
You know, when we're working here, I'll say this is AI.
Yeah. This is from CBS. This is from KDKA-TV. This is from wherever the source is. That's fair. And so you should say, yeah.
Even in college, you have to give several, you know, in my major, in high school, when you're writing papers, you have to give X amount of sources or whatever, but that certainly has fallen away.
And people are now using AI to write entire papers.
Mm-hmm.
And getting caught because mm-hmm. there's a way somehow that they... And again, you're searching the internet. You're taking stuff from other people, especially when it comes to something like a commercial song. It's not original thought.
And the other thing is, I don't know much about AI. I really don't know much about it. But here's the thing, the question I have. Let's take... As long as we're talking about country songs, let's take one of the greatest country performers of all time, Willie Nelson. Now, could AI be as creative as Willie Nelson?
We would hope
and
not.
And come at the world like he does with the topics he's interested in and the way that he writes songs and even the way he performs them? Is that even possible?
Well, I know this AI probably doesn't smoke weed like Willie did. Just confirmed, right after your update here, in 3 minutes, we're going to talk to Senator Jay Costa.
Oh, great.
About the budget.
There we go.
Did we get a deal? Senator Jay Costa joins us this morning. Welcome back, Senator, and good morning.
Good morning, Larry.
First question, how much sleep have you gotten?
Oh, it's been lacking a lot of sleep. Early this morning, late last night, we were in session. And but listen, we're ready to go and wrap things up by the end of the day.
That's what a lot of Pennsylvanians want to hear, both parties and citizens. So what was the turning point to get a deal done?
I think recognizing that we all need to compromise both on the general appropriation or budget bill and also on policy matters. And I think the last week or so, in earnest, each of the parties, along with the governor, worked hard to get there. And I think that's why we ended up at this spot where I think we're going to see strong support for both the GA bill, which is the spending bill, and also some of the policy matters. So I think it's been the work the last week or so, recognizing that we needed to get it done.
What are some of the highlights from your take on this that you want Pennsylvanians to know?
I want them to know, I think, that first and foremost, that we're sorry it took so long to get to this point, but we are here. It recognizes that both parties have interest in terms of policy and in terms of spending. It's a compromise budget and on policy as well. Folks could expect to see significant investments in education. We'll continue in the second year of what's been known as the adequacy program. Commonwealth Court ruled that we needed to make investments in adequate funding across the Commonwealth. We're going to do that with $526 million, $40 million in special education funding. We're looking at something referred to as cyber charter reforms that needed to be done for a significant amount. So those are some of the highlights in terms of the education spend. But there's a number of other things that we're working on. One of the things relates to in the space regarding what's called child care earned income tax credit. We're going to build upon what we've done in the past when we've created a child dependent care tax credit program for Pennsylvania. And now this year we're going to start an earned income tax credit, which allows people who qualify for the federal earned income tax credit to take 10% of that amount. I would tell you, Larry, that reaches probably about close to 90,000 households in Pennsylvania, or excuse me, in Allegheny County. And it's a significant investment, a start of a really thing to help folks be able to afford what they can do. So it's an affordability issue, and we're proud to be able to advance that along with what we've done in the past. Those are some of the major items. We're looking also in terms of student-teacher stipends, something we've worked hard on for a number of years. We're going to grow that. And then some of the policy space, I mentioned to you some of the main items. One of the things that we're not able to do is be able to get a transit and transportation funding source together. And that's something we're going to come back to and continue to have that conversation going forward. But those are some of the major highlights. There are no tax increases, no cuts to lines from previous years. And as I mentioned, the spend number represents splitting the difference between where Senate Republicans for the most part were and where Democrats were.
No tax increase. I did hear that correctly. That's probably number one
yes,
what people want to hear.
Yes, no tax increase, and we're able to utilize the resources that we have right now and position us well going forward. We expect to have at least a $200 million surplus at the end of this year, not counting what we may generate in additional revenue this year. So we'll be positioned well to go into next year as well to have conversations.
We're with Senator Jay Costa. That said, before you go, Senator, I really appreciate your time, is how long will it take to unwind the organizations that have not been funded due to this impasse?
So it shouldn't take long at all. I think everyone's poised to be able to, once the governor signs the budget, I imagine by late today, they'll begin the process to release funds to these organizations. And I believe we haven't finalized everything exactly yet, but I think we'll be able to provide some support to those organizations that had to go out and borrow funds, provide them help with respect to interest that they had to pay along those lines. It's not a whole lot in the scheme of things, but I think it's a support, particularly those smaller agencies that really work around the edges and provide services, for example, in the communities. But I think resources will be going out very quickly. I mean, folks have been prepped to be able to do this, and we're going to flip the switch and start sending resources out as quickly as possible.
Really appreciate the update. Thank you, and Congratulations to all for finally getting it done.
Thanks, Larry. Have a good day now.
Well, we will now. Thank you. Senator Jay Costa on the Big K Morning Show. And you heard it first here. So they'll unravel the details, but getting a deal done important to a lot of people. That said, we appreciate the patience of Dominic Caruso from PennDOT District 11, Senior Construction Engineer. District 12, what'd I say, 11? Oh, sorry, Aaron. I'm so used to District 11.
I know.
Dominic, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Well, we got a budget in Pennsylvania, apparently, so that's a good place to start, right?
Fantastic. Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
PennDOT's funded in part by, obviously, there's a direct connection with the state. But that said, District 12, my apologies. We always talk about District 11, so for those that don't know, where is District 12?
District 12 is in the southwestern corner. It comprises of Fayette, Greene, Washington, and Westmoreland counties.
And you have a big project that is getting underway to set the stage for a major in between Westmoreland County going into Fayette County. So tell us about it.
Yeah, that's referred to, you know, we like to call it the McClure Interchange. It is a $53.9 million project. What it does, it's going to reconstruct, you know, 1¾ miles of State Route 119, and there are two signalized intersections right there, the McClure and the Kingview intersection, that are high crash clusters and just not safe interchanges or intersections, and those are going to be replaced with a half interchange with a bridge over 119 in a roundabout and a connector road.
And the process begins, and when will it end?
Well, we still have quite a few years before that ends. We just started 2 weeks ago, I believe, with clearing and grubbing. Work's going to progress into mine void stabilization, and we're going to start constructing the bridge. That's one of the first things that has to happen, so we don't, you know, eliminate access for people on either side of 119. But this project should be wrapping up, you know, not until 2028.
2028. I love you. Yeah. Forward thinkers. We're trying to get through the week and the day, and you guys have to plan for years of work. But this is going to be a major improvement, obviously.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Full reconstruction of 119, it'll look completely different out there. It'll be much safer and much more efficient for the motorists to get through.
All right. Appreciate the update, Dominic. Thank you for your patience, too.
Oh, absolutely. Understood.
You got it. Dominic Caruso, PennDOT District 12. Aaron, Senior Construction Engineer. We like to check in. People like to know what's going on when it comes to...
The State Senate is set to vote today on a budget compromise with House members on their way back to Harrisburg.
Early this morning, late last night, we were in session. But listen, we're ready to go and wrap things up by the end of the day.
That is music to a lot of people's ears. That was Senator Jay Costa moments ago here on the Big K Morning Show.
And a key House committee advanced the Senate passed funding bill overnight in Washington with all Republicans in favor and all Democrats opposed. This is Oklahoma Republican Tom Cole.
All the difficulty Americans have endured in these past 6 weeks could have and should have been avoided.
But they weren't. So here we are. That deal should get done today as well.
The House is set to vote this afternoon at 4, I think.
Isn't it ironic, both the state and the federal budget impasse in terms of opening the government are on the same day in the same hours this afternoon?
Fine by me, Larry.
Yeah, I'm good.
And after a poor performance against the Chargers, Mike Tomlin was asked this question yesterday about Aaron Rodgers.
Are there any long-term concerns of things that have been recurring with him specifically in that game, or is it just an off night?
I'm not going to chalk it up to an off night, but there are no long-term concerns.
There you go. I'm not going to chalk it up to an off night, and there are no long-term concerns.
And we have the Bengals next on the schedule, Larry. And what happened with the Bengals the last time around and Joe Flacco? Can they figure this out and shut them down, I hope?
Well, both teams scored a ton of points. Remember, as bad as it was in Cincinnati on that Thursday night, the Steelers did come back to take the lead with just over 2 minutes left to play, but the defense couldn't hold Joe Flacco, Ja'Marr Chase, and who else was involved in making that a miserable night for Steelers fans.
Man, was it.
I don't expect the same. It's hard, though, to know what this team will do. Who shows up?
Yeah, which team are we going to get on Sunday afternoon at 1?
Hopefully we get the team that beats the Bengals. And the Penguins are in Sweden. They don't play till Friday at 2 p.m.
And tonight's the night. They announced the winner of the National and American League Cy Young Awards, and Paul Skeens is a finalist. He was third in the voting last year.
And the GM, Ben Cherington, said, "We are not trading Paul Skeens, so if anyone asks, tell him, as we would say in Pittsburgh, shop."
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.